3. Where do beliefs come from? Have you ever asked yourself, where did I get that belief, or why do I believe that? Sometimes we can give answers to such questions. I saw it with my own eyes. I learned it in school. I read it in the Wall Street Journal. I heard it on TV. My parents told me. I found it on the Internet. Sometimes we aren't sure and have to say something like, I don't know, it just seems right to me. Interestingly, the anthropologist David Fleck describes a language spoken in Amazonian Peru and Brazil that requires speakers to precisely and explicitly code their source of information every time they report a past event. For example, Fleck writes, one cannot simply say that in language a non-Indian passed by and leave it at that. Instead, the grammar required for stating such a report forces one to say something like, a non-Indian passed by, according to my father, who heard about it from my grandfather, who in turn heard about it from Tumi. Even though our own language does not require us to be explicit about the sources of our beliefs, they all do have sources. We aren't born with our beliefs. We get beliefs in two main ways. First, from all of our senses, especially by seeing, hearing, touching, and reading, and second, by inventing explanations for and deriving consequences from what we already believe. As small children, we infer the existence of objects and construct beliefs about them to explain our earliest sensations. As adults, we continue to pile beliefs upon beliefs to explain all the new things we observe, including what we hear and read. Regardless of what Plato might have thought, there is no way that our minds have direct access to eternal truths. Our senses, especially vision, hearing, and touch, are our only portals to reality. Indispensable as they are, however, our senses can also mislead us. Vision provides some good examples. Seeing is believing, but what we see doesn't always produce a reliable belief. Errors can arise because what we think we see is influenced by what we already believe. We often see what we expect to see and don't see what we don't anticipate. In a famous 1949 experiment, the psychologists Jerome Bruner and Leo Postman presented...